Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is People Management Skills, Motivation Training. Motivation is important to any team because if the team lacks motivation, then it will not be as productive as it could be. If productivity drops, then your chances of success are reduced. If the team is highly motivated, then the team becomes more productive and your chances of success improve. So it would pay you to understand human motivation. What is motivation? Motivation is an emotional state. Motivation is an emotional state that is derived from thoughts about consequences. Motivation is an emotional state that is derived from thoughts about consequences of doing or failing to do a certain task. There are two major forms of motivation. 1. Positive motivation. 2. Negative motivation. Positive motivation. Positive motivation is based upon thoughts about the positive benefits of achieving a goal or doing a certain task. Negative motivation. Negative motivation is based on thoughts about the negative, painful consequences that you will suffer if you don't do a certain task or if you fail to achieve a certain goal. Both positive motivation and negative motivation will work to inspire a person to act. Examples of positive motivation. You will feel motivated to do those things which you believe will or could make your life better. For instance, you may be motivated to exercise, not because exercise is pleasurable, but because it is beneficial to your health and physical appearance. You are motivated to get onto a plane to travel across the world, not because traveling on a plane is pleasurable, but because traveling on a plane is beneficial to your holiday plans. You may be motivated to climb a mountain, not because mountain climbing is easy or even pleasurable, but because of the positive meanings that climb every mountain has on your psyche. Examples of negative motivation. Negative motivation is motivation away from a painful consequence. You are motivated to obtain a TV license not because you relish the idea of owning a TV license or because you want to watch programming produced by the BBC. You buy the TV license in order to avoid the painful consequences you will suffer if you don't have one. You may be motivated to do your homework not because you relish the idea of writing the essay, but rather because you want to avoid the painful consequences that you will suffer if you don't write the essay. You may be motivated to go on a calorie-controlled diet not because you relish the idea of eating more vegetables, but rather because you want to avoid the painful consequences you will suffer if you keep eating too many cakes. You can be made to move, i.e. motivated, by the thought of a painful consequence. The same motivational principles that apply to you also apply to others. Therefore, you can motivate other people by the same two types of motivation. You can motivate people by positive motivators. You can motivate people by the negative motivators. What are the positive motivators? There are 7 primary positive motivators. 1. Money. 2. Security. 3. Achievement. 4. Recognition. 5. Praise. 6. Team acceptance. 7. Personal pride. 1. Money. Most people are motivated by money because money can be translated into other values. 2. Security. Most people can be motivated by the promise of greater security because most people like to think the future is settled and that everything in the future will turn out well. Next, achievement. Most people are positively motivated by a sense of achievement after they have succeeded at a difficult task. Next, recognition. Most people will be positively motivated by tokens of recognition, medals, decorations, certificates, and awards. Praise. Most people are motivated by verbal praise and appreciation of others, i.e. the social motivators. Team acceptance. Team acceptance and loyalty to the group is a major motivator. The military use team loyalty to motivate each individual to give his best or her best for the good of the team or the unit. Personal pride. Perhaps the strongest motivator is personal pride. You may be motivated to do your best so that you can feel good inside your soul because you know that you gave it your best shot. What are the negative motivators? There are two major categories of negative motivators. One, fear. Two, anger. One, fear. You will act out of fear. You will be motivated to act to avoid danger, loss, or threat. So, you can use the threat of danger or loss to motivate others. You could say, do it or else. Anger. Anger is a negative emotion. It can lead to revenge. People are strongly motivated by anger and revenge. So you may be able to motivate someone else by stirring up feelings of anger and revenge. But warning, although the negative motivators do work, they are corrosive to the spirit and detrimental over the long term, i.e. living in a state of anger, fear, resentment, and revenge and threat is not conducive to long-term productivity because negative emotions such as these burn out the soul circuits. Our advice is use the positive motivators. Avoid using the negative motivators. Use money, achievement, promise, praise, challenge, team spirit, rewards and incentives as your main means of motivation. Use threats, fear, loss, and painful consequences only occasionally and as a means of last resort. Don't use negative motivators as your primary tool. Use the 7 positive motivators as your primary tool. Thank you.